Joined by Phil Drain, Director of Planning and Economy at Brentwood Council. Are you there, Phil?
I'm here. Thanks, Michelle.
Lovely to talk to you. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Yeah, it's good to be talking with you again.
Excellent. And as everybody knows, we have a different member of Brentwood Council on each week, which is fantastic to get out information to the local community. So we're going to kick off first of all. Brentwood currently has the highest COVID infection in Essex. People have missed the statement. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, I think Chris is keen just to tell everyone that, you know, that the work that we're all doing, everyone's working hard to keep with the restrictions that we have. The numbers in Brentwood are still very high, and that's a concern, I think, to those in public health who are looking at these numbers. I think us and Epping Forest at the moment have the highest numbers in Essex. And the key thing really is just a message to say, you know, we really need to try hard to make sure that we're doing all we can to stick with the restrictions that are in place. We understand how frustrating it is, and we're all living it at the moment, not being able to do as much as we'd like to do. And we completely understand as well the economic implications when it comes to what businesses are facing and the restrictions that they have as well. But I think the important message is if we're to come out of this on the 2nd of December and be in a better place, then those numbers need to come down. What we don't want is for the national lockdown to come to an end and then for the review of what local restrictions might look like and to be in the same place in Brentwood, in Essex, moving forward. We want to make sure that we can reopen businesses and get back to doing things that look a little bit more normal. So the key message is just to stick at it, certainly in advance of Christmas, to try our best to get those numbers down so that we can at least have a Christmas that we can see people again. I think that's clearly going to be on everyone's minds.
Yeah. And just to make people aware, there are fines. If you are caught breaking the rules, there are fines. And there have been fines implemented already, hasn't there, Phil?
But they're mainly for businesses who are not keeping the rules. And I would say, you know, it's very much a last resort. This is not something that the council's going out and just handing out fines.
Yeah.
It's a conversation that we have with businesses. So there's been some examples recently of a car wash where there was a conversation with them to say they really shouldn't be doing that. That's not within the rules of what is allowed at the moment. That conversation was clearly had. And then when we went back to check on things, they were still operating. So in that type of situation, there's a fine that's issued. It's a £1,000 fine to them, although that is reduced if it's paid within 14 days.
Yeah.
And likewise, in terms of restaurants as well, again, we understand the difficulties that everyone's having trying to run businesses right now. But really, you should be keeping to the rules. And so whilst we have conversations with those businesses up front to say that they shouldn't be doing things, if they continue to do that, then, you know, we will use the powers that we have alongside working with the police to make sure that those businesses are fined and doing what they should be doing. And again, like we were just saying about kind of trying to keep that number down, if we're able to come out of this in December and all reopen, then hopefully that impact will be less. And of course, we'll also be looking at what the government is giving us at the moment in terms of additional funding to be distributed to businesses as quickly
as we can. Business grants,
well.
Yeah, because I was going to come on to that. But we've talked about obviously the fines and what's going on, but there is help now for businesses, isn't there, locally?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people will be following the kind of national news on what that looks like for individuals when it comes to self-employment grants and things and the furlough scheme being extended. Clearly, we're looking at this situation continuing longer, and we're all hopeful for whatever advances may come and help us to get out of it. But when it comes to businesses as well, the government have said that they are making more money available that can be distributed in the same way as we did earlier this year with the lockdown measures in place. So we very recently received money from the government. There's an announcement that's gone out, I think, today from government to say that that's been distributed. We are going to be launching a revised scheme similar to the ones that we did before, although there'll be particular things in terms of who that money can go out to and what the process is for applying for it.
Yep.
So the key message is that that's going to be happening as quickly as we can possibly do it, just like we did last time. We'll get that money out to people. And if anyone has any questions about it, in the meantime, to contact us via our economic development team. So you can email business@brentwood.gov.uk and we'll make sure that you're kind of kept in the loop on what is happening on that, and we'll get updates to you as quickly as possible. We also need to approve elements of what discretion is taken about how that funding goes out to which types of businesses. So that's going to be happening next week. Right. And there'll be an application process, just like what we've had before, where businesses can apply for that money. And we'll turn around those applications as quickly as we can.
Is it going to be the similar criteria? So if you did get the grants before, you're likely to get it again, and maybe some businesses that didn't get it before could possibly get it. And also, do you know any of the amounts of what's the amount that you've got from central government, and what are the amounts of the grants? Do you know that yet, or is that still being put together?
Yeah, the full amount, I'm not sure exactly what we've got today, but I know that the grants will range from £1,300 to £3,000.
Right.
So we're talking about, money I hope that will be helpful to people rather than sort of smaller amounts of money, appreciating that that's going to be different for every business. Mm. And indeed, as you say, Michelle, it's going to be backdated since the tier two arrangements came in. So we're not talking about something that just applies now. It can be backdated for when these restrictions came in.
Yeah.
And it will be probably fairly similar to what we saw before. Mm. But just because a business didn't set with the criteria last time around doesn't mean that they won't do this time.
Right.
What we'll do is we'll get more information out about what the criteria is and how to apply as quickly as we can.
Yeah, okay. Now, the Brentwood Centre, the Brentwood Centre suddenly closed. I was speaking to Chris. I know that Bob spoke to, I can't remember who he spoke to actually last week, somebody from Brentwood Council, but the week before I'd actually been speaking to Chris. So what's the update on Brentwood, on the Brentwood Centre? Because I know they were trying to get, the council's trying to get everything reopened.
Yeah, well, obviously, as you know, as Chris and Jonathan have updated on recently, the lockdown measures that we're in now means that type of business use, the gym and the swimming pool and that type of thing, is going to be closed anyway. But certainly what we're keen to do, subject to what we've just been saying earlier about coming out of lockdown on December 2nd, is to make sure that we can open up facilities as quickly as possible.
Yep.
So I know the team have been working flat out to make sure that things are in place to be able to open as quickly as we can. There's a number of things that have got to be reviewed around health and safety and the condition of equipment and the swimming pool itself. So our legal and asset team are working on it, and as soon as we know when that will reopen, we'll make sure that that's publicised as quickly as we can.
Now, Brookfield Close in Hutton is the proposed new development of 61 homes, with at least 43 being affordable. Is that definitely going to be going through, or could it change? I know you've got the people can go online and have a look at what's being proposed for the site.
Yeah, Brookfield Close is a really exciting opportunity for us. It's basically the first of a series of schemes where the council is saying we want to lead by example. If we're needing to provide for new homes for people in the area, we want to lead by example in terms of making them carbon neutral, net zero on green initiatives, making sure that they are well designed and quality homes and that they're affordable to meet the needs of people.
Yep.
So Brookfield Close in Hutton, there's currently a consultation going on. It's early stages, so things could change as we work through that. We're keen to listen to what people have to say and what questions they might have about the area, but it's council-owned land. There's a website that's open at the moment that details all of the consultation information. That's brookfieldclosehutton.co.uk, all one word. And I'm sure that you can publicise that via the radio station as well for people who are interested. But there's a public exhibition today between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock where there's a live video. There's a lot of other resources on there as well for people who can't make that time, where they can go on and find out more about it.
Yep.
But it's basically... we've got 993 families on the housing waiting list in the borough.
Yep.
That's clearly a lot. We want to make sure that we're providing new homes, quality homes for people who need them. And this is about affordable housing that meets needs for people who want to get on the housing ladder, who want to get into home ownership, key workers who will be relevant in terms of being able to live in the area. So it's 61 homes as part of this process. And as I said, it's the first of many where we want to be bringing forward land to meet housing needs, but do so in a way that is really leading from the front in terms of green initiatives, the type of quality space that you'd like to see outside. I mean, I think, as we reflect on how much we're all in our homes at the moment through this pandemic situation, we're all working out of our homes, we're all doing lots more. We need to make sure that the homes of the future are fit for purpose, that really meet the needs of what how people will be living.
And also, if you do go along to the website, all the W's, brookfieldclosehutton.co.uk, you said you've got that pre-recorded webinar presentation for anyone who's unable to attend, which is absolutely great. Now, Remembrance Day took place, but under the COVID restrictions.
It was a different experience. I'm sure that we all found it very different to normal, but it was important to remember those who have given their lives and the sacrifices made so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we do. So, yeah, they took place at St. Thomas Church and at the War Memorial. There's lots more information on social media channels. I'm sure people have seen it, but we were keen to make sure that that occasion was marked as best we could. And it was great to see residents making the most of the event and taking part in the 2 minute silence on their doorsteps as well.
Yes, we did as well here. Lastly, we're going to talk about the community team. Now, we are coming up to Christmas, as we know. It's going to be a different Christmas for everybody. Hopefully, people will be able to get together. We're not too sure what's going to be happening, but the Christmas trees for the Town Hall and Brentwood Railway Station, the Chapel Ruins, they're all being organised at the moment.
The Christmas trees are up. It's good to see them. It's a good reminder, isn't it, at this different time that Christmas is coming. Hopefully that will be a real encouragement for everyone. So I'm sure the lights for those will be turned on soon. But anyone who wants to go and see a Christmas tree as part of their daily exercise to get out and about, there, as you say, they're in different places around the borough, at the Town Hall and in Shenfield, and different places in Brentwood and the High Street. So do get out and see those. There's more information on social media that we've put up with the kind of the installation of the trees, the guys who put those up. And we're grateful that the teams that we have been able to make sure that we can continue those types of traditions. It's going to be important at a time of year like this.
And a lot of people actually, Phil, have put up their Christmas trees even now.
I've noticed, yeah.
There's a lot on social media, people just saying, like, it's been such an awful year, we're going to put the tree up and have it, you know, have it there to cheer us up.
I'm seeing a lot of lights as I walk around in my street as well. So, maybe November is time to get the Christmas decorations out.
Yes, definitely. It's been great to talk to you again.
You too.
And who will I be talking to next week? Do we know yet?
I think you're talking to Greg,
Director
of Environment. So, Greg, I'm sure, will be able to give you a bit more information. Next week, we should know a lot more about the business grant side of things.
Yep.
So, in particular, I'm sure that Greg will be able to update on that.